With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The nation's unemployment rate increased to 4.3% in August as hiring slowed way down. Government revisions also show the economy lost jobs in June, the first monthly decline since the pandemic. Who's to blame for the weak jobs numbers?
U.S. employers added just 22,000 jobs last month. Democrats blamed Trump policies for damaging the economy. The president targeted the Fed for not lowering its benchmark interest rate. Speaking with SRN News, economist Richard Stern says the Trump tariffs are dampening.
With the lack of confidence that businesses have in making investment decisions.
But he also said residual Biden administration policies are just as much to blame.
The Biden administration continued to expand regulations in every sector of the economy, making it hard for businesses that already exist to continue functioning and being in business, employing people.
Richard Stern with the Heritage Foundation, George Williams, Washington.
Another legal roadblock for a Trump administration policy, a federal judge has blocked the government from ending temporary legal protections that have granted more than a million people from Haiti and Venezuela the right to live and work in the U.S. The judge said Homeland Security Secretary Noem's actions exceeded her authority and were arbitrary. President Trump has signed an executive order renaming the Department of Defense as the Department of War, a title last used in 1947.
We won the First World War. We won the Second World War. We won everything before that and in between. And then we decided to go woke and we changed the name to Department of Defense. So we're going Department of War.
Congress must approve the name change. Now that Florida is taking steps to be the first state to get rid of school vaccine mandates, some states are looking at following its lead. Others are promising to protect vaccines for children. This is SRN News. Does America have a problem with rudeness?
A lot of people think so. According to a Pew Research Center poll, 47% of adults say unkind behavior is on the rise in this country. 44% say it's about as bad as it's always been. And what behaviors bug people the most? The Pew study finds Americans are most unhappy with people who curse out loud in public places, wear clothing with obscenities on it, blast loud music, bring their dog to the office, or smoke around others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iraq continues to rebuild a decade after ISIS took control of large portions of the country. In the northern city of Mosul, war-damaged churches have been rebuilt in an effort to preserve the heritage of the city's shrinking Christian population. Before the 2014 invasion, the city's Christian population stood at around 50,000. Today, fewer than 20 Christian families remain as permanent residents. This is SRN News. A weak jobs report sent stocks lower to close out the trading week.
Stocks gave up an early gain on Wall Street and closed lower Friday. The S&P 500 fell 0.3%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite fell less than 0.1%. The losses follow a discouraging update on the job market. Wall Street is questioning whether the U.S. job market has slowed by just enough to push the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates, or has it slowed too much, signaling an economic downturn. The action was more decisive in the bond market, where yields tumbled following the latest economic update. Damian Troisi, New York.
The CEO of McDonald's is criticizing the restaurant industry for allowing tipped wages, which let managers pay servers less than the minimum wage as long as customer tips make up the difference. Sometimes the hourly rate for servers is $2.13 per hour. More at srnnews.com.